Good morning and welcome to Senate Finance. We have the operating budget before us, and we have a number of amendments. We're going to go through those today. Are there any things that the committee wants to bring up before we get into the amendment process? Yeah. Senator Dunleavy?
Just briefly, just to, through the chair, just let folks know as we go through this process, there'll be occasionally educational items discussed, but the concept of funding education at the district level is still something that needs to occur, but this is really the department's budget.
And I am reminded by the vice chair something I often forget to do, and that is identify the members at the table. Vice Chair Faircloth, Senator Bishop, Senator Dunleavy, Senator Hoffman, Senator Meyer, myself, Senator Kelly, and Senator Olson had a dental issue that he had to deal with today, and he'll be back. I think he's going to be back at about 10 o'clock, so if we're still here, he will join us. If not, he's certainly excused. Okay, so let's get to it. After we have amendments, we'll recess, and we'll have a CS made up. That'll be probably several hours from now, so we'll just recess to a call of the chair and come back and move that out if it's the will of the committee. So, without further ado, let's get started with James. Do I have to make a motion before we go into this?
No, you're just the first.
The motions have all been made, okay. So, before you is, if I could get someone to move amendment number one.
I'll move amendment number one, Mr. Chairman.
Amendment number one is moved. Is there objection? This is for the contracts. Karen, you want to come up and just speak to these quickly? This is GF of about $12.4 million and $22 million total funds. As I said, it's for the contracts that were just negotiated and not yet ratified, but go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, Karen Rehfeld, you have before you a request for three bargaining unit agreements that were negotiated by the Department of Administration for the General Government Unit, Supervisory Unit, and Confidential Employees. They were able to negotiate a 1% COLA increase for FY14, 1% for 15, and 2.5% for FY16. There's also a one-time lump sum payment for the General Government Unit. So I appreciate very much your consideration of this amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any questions of Ms. Rehfeld? James?
Through the chair, James Armstrong, staff, Senator Kelly. Later in the process, we'll have a motion made to give some conforming language, and this amendment number one will be the target of that motion. So I just wanted to, members of the bill that you'll see later in the afternoon will be a little bit different than this.
Okay. Thanks for that clarification. Senator Faircloth?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the presentation that you put together based on contracts for valuable state employees that work on behalf of the people of Alaska 24/7, 365 days a year. But also you presented a presentation on fiscal policy and where our budget is headed. So I greatly appreciate the effort of the negotiations teams that are representing the people who serve Alaska in this bargaining contract, and I appreciate the administration's effort to hold cost controls down. But some of the information that you provided us under Contracts 101 showed a 28% increase in wages negotiated in the past, and I think that we need to strive to hold those numbers as tight as possible as we look at under the current revenue stream. We see fiscal shortfalls and reaching into our savings account as early as this year. Right. And so I just appreciate where everyone's went on this, but we will need to continue to maintain a tight rein on what we're doing as we move forward to try to make sure that Alaska can manage these cost increases. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Faircloth. You know, neither of us have our notes in front of us from the campaign, or from the campaign, but contracts 101, but I actually think that was 38%. So it is. It's a huge driver. It's shot all the way through the system. Not only are there contracts, but there are automatic increases. And I really appreciate what the administration did regarding the leave accrual. That's very important. And anyway, so it's a topic that we're going to have to discuss not only through the rest of this session, but maybe over the summer as well. Senator Faircloth?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I would like I've had many members of ASEA and other unions that represent the people of Alaska through service at in state government, and I just wanted to at least restate for them that their leave has been, as I understand it, grandfathered in, even though it's $164 million debt inside of the budget, that we are going to make sure that that is held harmless and that that is available to the people who have served Alaska.
Thank you, Senator Faircloth. Any other comments regarding bill number one?
I remove my objection, Mr. Chairman.
No other objections, and amendment number one is adopted. Amendment number two.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment two.
Object. With objection, excuse me just a moment here as I... There we go. I believe this was taken out in the House, and we're restoring it. There isn't.
Through the chair, James Armstrong, it was not funded in the House, in the other body, excuse me. $400,000 of it was funded in the subcommittee process. This would restore the governor's request of $550,000 for this Southeast fisheries issue.
This is one of those issues that we heard a lot about. Well, we heard about it at public testimony on Saturday, and actually former Representative Bill Thomas had called up and made a compelling case to put this back in, and most of the people around this table are on the record as supporting anything we can do to create more fish, and so I certainly don't object to it.
I'll remove my objection.
Without objection, amendment number two is adopted. Amendment number three, the court system. This was an amendment that was offered by one of the subcommittee members, Senator French. And I had told Senator French that I would gladly consider anything he could do to ameliorate the $19,000 cut to the advertising budget.
Mr. Chair, I'll move amendment three.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for that procedural clarification here. And this is a language. This is adds the the $19,000 is in, and this gives some clarification language that we don't want the judicial council getting into campaigns for or against judges that are up for retention. So it's just a language. It includes the $19,000, my mistake. We didn't add that at subcommittee. I thought we did. If there's any other comments on that, is the objection maintained?
I've removed my objection.
And amendment number three is adopted. Amendment number four, this is intent language.
I move amendment number four.
Okay.
Senator Egan had brought this before the committee, and it is, I'll just read the language. It is the intent of the legislature that the Department of Natural Resources negotiate with the Office of the Governor to establish the House of Wickersham State Historic Site as lodging for the Lieutenant Governor while in the Capitol, that the House remain accessible to the public for tours and special events as scheduled by the Office of the Lieutenant Governor, and that the site be managed within the existing budgets of the Office of the Lieutenant Governor and the Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation. This is a zero fiscal impact amendment, but it's fairly self-explanatory with the language. Is the objection maintained?
I withdraw my objection.
Amendment number four is adopted. Amendment number five.
This is amendment number five.
Thank you, Senator Myers. I believe I wish Senator Olson was here. Excuse me just a moment. I wish Senator Olson was here. The subcommittee gave a broad authority in this appropriation, and we are adding intent language that if they're going to have that broad authority, that we're going to want them to report back to us on a quarterly basis as to what exactly it is that they're doing with that. So, any other discussion on that?
I remove my objection.
Thank you, Senator Fairclough. Amendment number 5 is adopted. Amendment number 6.
Move amendment number 6.
Thank you, Senator Meyer.
Object. Senator Deisman.
Thank you. Apparently, this has been put in the budget on a regular basis over the past how many years? Do we know, James?
Probably through the chairs, probably 8 or 9 years.
Okay. And it it sends a message to the school districts that we're not in the business of keeping military recruiters or the Boy Scouts out of schools. And the language is fairly self-explanatory. I think it's good language. Any comments or questions? The objection is removed, and amendment number 6 is adopted. Amendment number 7. This is Senator Meyer.
I move amendment number 7.
Object.
Thank you, Senator Fairclough. This is a kind of a parody amendment. Senator Meyer, I think this was offered by you. Do you want to go ahead and explain this?
Well, I think, Mr. Chairman, this is just some clarification of some language that might be better explained by your staff.
Okay.
Mr.
Chairman. Go ahead, James.
James Armstrong through the chair. Senator Meyer, in the other body, within the commerce budget, the tourism marketing funding was cut from 16 to 15 million. At the full finance committee, they made a conforming reduction to HASME, which is also within commerce, reduced it by 1/16, which is 485,800. When the bill came over to this side, the Commerce Subcommittee chaired by Senator Meyer requested that we restore the funding for ASME at the table. And so this amendment conforms to those wishes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think Mr. Armstrong did a good job of expressing the intent of the committee was to keep ASME marketing and tourism marketing at the same rate as the governor had proposed.
Is the objection maintained?
I remove my objection.
Thank you, Senator Fairclough. Amendment number 8. I'm going to take just a brief at ease for a second. Senator Bishop.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number 8 for Senator offered by Senator Rolson.
I'll object for purposes of discussion. Go ahead, Senator Bishop.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this language adds back operating funds to Illisolivic College. These funds were removed so they could be requested to the capital budget. However, they're not capital in nature, and they're actually day-to-day operating funds to help with their career tech ed CTE programs up there. Illisolivic is my former life. I've had the ability and pleasure to tour that college 8 times. They do a good service up there, and with the increase in offshore OCS work up there, they're doing a lot more with that program, and these funds would be a great addition. This $400,000 added back into those CTE programs at Illisolivic College to further train Alaskans for jobs on land and offshore.
Senator Bishop, I just wanted to make a clarification, too, that the original amount was $600,000. It is not Senator Olson's intent to cut $200,000 from this, but that we would transfer $200,000 to the capital budget. That's a discussion that we'll have in the future. But he expects full funding, and he has talked to the committee regarding that, and that was part of my commitment to him, was that I would work to make sure the other $200,000 was picked up somewhere else. So.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Or conference, correct?
Conference.
Sorry about that, Senator Myers. I just love the chef stuff. I like, well, as much as I like to do that, I won't. Amendment number 9. It's not mine. Senator Fairclough? I have to remove, you're right. I remove my objection, so number 8, amendment number 8 is adopted. Thank you, Senator Fairclough. I don't know how to do that.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number 9.
I'll object for purposes of discussion. Go ahead, Senator.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, a previous legislature moved the Alcohol Beverage Control Board from the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development to Public Safety. In the budget development process, the money did not follow those positions, and this would re-establish the $189,500 in general funds and program receipts.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Meyer.
Yeah, the we did remove this from the Commerce budget because the intent was that when this ABC board was transferred from Public Safety to Commerce, the money would follow. For some reason, the money didn't follow, so that's why they were asking for this additional amount. We just felt like we needed to find out why that money wasn't transferred, but this amendment is acceptable because it still will be a conferenceable item, and we can work out those details between now and conference.
I'll remove my objection, Senator. Senator Hoffman.
A technical correction under the ad. I'm sure that the comma after the 500 should be a period.
Oh. Thank you. I will remove my objection, Senator. Amendment number 9 is adopted, and we'll clean that up in the CS. Senator Fairclough.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number 10.
I'll object for purpose of discussion.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, we heard 2 days worth of testimony where Best Beginnings had many people in the public supporting it. I believe we heard comments that 20,000 books per month are being delivered to children and into family homes across Alaska. 37,500 does well. It requires very little management, and I would urge your support.
Thank you, Senator Fairclough. I will remove my objections. Amendment number 10 is passed. James, do we have an AFTEC? Senator Fairclough, do you have an AFTEC?
Mr. Chairman, if I could ask amendment number 11 to be distributed.
Yes. Just for folks listening, this is another part of the discussion that happened over the weekend, public testimony. AFTEC was brought to our attention, that fishing, $150,000 was brought to our attention. The Best Beginnings was brought to our attention, and we're trying, the public testimony was fairly fairly consistent on these issues, and we're trying to bring back those things into the budget that we can afford. And Senator Fairclough?
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number 11.
Go ahead. I'll object for purpose of discussion, Senator Fairclough.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've had the privilege of visiting AFTEC. They've requested $200,000. We heard testimony supporting that. It's not an expansion, but support for their program. This has helped them for a second year not to increase tuition, but it's my intent that it be a one-time increment and that they do have to relook at how they're extending their program, but this is an opportunity to not have that increase show in for those students this year.
Senator Bishop?
I'm concur with Senator Fairclough in her analogy and explanation. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Chairman? Senator Meyer?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, would this show as a one-time increment? Does it say it on there? I don't have my glasses on.
James, is this?
Can I have a
read
of these?
Sure. Just a little confusion on which amendments were before the committee versus which amendments were going to be at the actual amendments of record. The amendment of record is the one Senator Fairclough described, and the committee members will have that passed out to them and the other one taken up. So it isn't amendment number 11 as amended. It's amendment number 11 still before us.
Mr. Chairman, if I could describe, the public was handed out the proper amendment. The amendment is for $200,000 in general fund dollars as a one-time increment, and this increment gives AFTEC $200,000 for program costs.
Is the objection maintained?
No, I remove my objection.
Then amendment number 11 is adopted. James, do we have any other
just the before you recess for the afternoon, we need the conforming.
Senator Meyer, could you read the conforming language section?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to direct the Legislative Finance Division and the Legislative Legal Division to make any appropriate conforming or technical changes to House Bill 65 and House Bill 66.
Okay. Before we make that motion, we're going to recess to a call of the chair, and that should be several hours from now. If all of you will come back, that will be great. But just on the possibility that you won't, because people have committee meetings that they have to go to, I assume you'll be here, but I just want to thank all of you for the work you've done. Fantastic subcommittee work. As you can see, very few amendments, and people worked with the other senators and with the public to make sure that the bill that we have before us is about as good a bill as we can afford. And I've been on finance for, well, this is my ninth year, both in the House and in the Senate. Of course, I was gone for 10 years and was the co-chair of finance before. I have never worked with a better group of people. I've worked with some great individuals, but as a group, this is the best finance committee I've ever seen. And I specifically want to comment everyone on their subcommittee work. It was excellent. The reports were clear, and everything that you had that you wanted to do, you were able to justify, and I just appreciate it and wanted to make that comment in case you don't come back this afternoon. So with that, we've moved. What's our motion? Comment? Just conforming amendments and like that? We don't really have to have a motion to move or to recess. We just go into recess, right? With this. Okay. Senator Fairclough, you had a comment?
Mr. Chairman, I just was restating your intent was that the CS would be prepared with the conforming amendment that Senator Meyer expressed, and then we would see that new document prior to moving the bill.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Fairclough. With that, we're going to recess to a call of the chair.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Senate Finance.
We are back from recess. As you know, we amended the operating budget this morning. We have it before us. This is the cleaned up CS. We need present at the table are Senator Meyer, Senator Olson, Senator Hoffman, Senator Dunleavy, Senator Bishop, Vice Chair Fairclough, and we have James Armstrong from my office here. He will be answering some questions and walking us through a few of the changes. Also, before we get going, this has been, you know, every budget that gets put out is a pretty big effort, and a lot of people have helped on this. Certainly the Senate subcommittee co-chairs and the people who served on those, and I just also want to thank Senator Hoffman, who has my vote for minority finance member of all time. And just want to thank him, and I also want to go through the folks who have helped in the Senate Finance room here. I have a list so that I don't forget anyone. No, I can't find it. Awkward. Here we go. Of course, David Teal and Amanda Ryder and the crew at Ledge Finance. Obviously, the information that we get, we don't just dredge up ourselves. We have people that work very hard and track the budgets year-round and give us incredible information. Karen Rayfield, and are you here, Karen? I thought it was, oh, right there. Yeah, just thanks to you and the administration and the governor. I mentioned this morning, and I think people don't understand the magnitude of what was done by the administration before the bill ever reached us, that the agencies made requests, and I think you said something like $1.2 billion, some huge number. The people, you know, fought for and made cases for, and then you and your people had to go through and pull a lot of those requests out before the budget bill ever got to us. Donnie, Allison, Marta, Matt, and Danaya, here the crew in Senate Finance. I really appreciate what you guys do. Marta doing her job even as we speak. Dennis Bailey, the drafter from Ledge Legal, obviously this was cranked out fairly quickly. We did it this morning and amended it, and we have a clean CS before us. Weston with Senator Meyer, Denise with Senator Olson, Tim with Senator Hoffman, Sheila and Steve with Senator Dunleavy, Mike with Senator Bishop,
and Laura with Senator Fairclough, and of course James with my office, as well as Heather and Bruce and Sean in my office, and our counterparts in the other body who had to go through this very process as we have, and particularly hectic in a 90-day session. It's very difficult to get this done. So with that, Senator Meyer, could you move the working draft for me, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate CS for House Bill number 65, Finance Version G.
As amended.
As amended, yes.
Any objections? Hearing none, Version D has been adopted.
Do you want 66 as well?
Oh, that's right. Please do.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move Senate CS for House Bill number 66, Finance Version Y.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Version Y of House Bill Version 66 has been adopted. James, go ahead and comment on the changes and the totals, if you would, please.
James Armstrong, staff to Senator Kelly. The bill is getting distributed now. There's three documents from Legislative Finance that can walk. It's also on their website. Can walk members through. It's number labeled 1, 2, and 3. The first one is the numbers and language section. It details all funds that were spent in this version of the two operating budgets. Version 2, the second handout lays it out differently. It just shows how the funds are dispersed through agencies and some sort of the statewide items that are contained in the operating budget. And the last one simply does the same as the number 3 does the same as number 2, but just only identifies the general fund spending. These are all on the Leg Finance website. So the last thing I have is the Senate Finance version of the bill spends $5,809,202,500 of unrestricted general funds, $748,674,100 of designated general funds, $1,282,770,100 of other state funds, $2,033,674,100 of federal receipts, for a total budget of
The difference between the Senate number for the operating budget and the governor's number is 61 million. Just for your information, 36 million of that is receipt authority. What's our total, James? What's the total reduction, GF?
If you take away the 36 million of university receipts that were hollow, it's roughly 25,878.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move Senate CS for House Bill number 65 from committee with attached fiscal notes and attached recommendations.
Are there objections? Hearing none, House Bill 65 is moved from committee. House Bill 66.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move Senate CS for House Bill number 66, Finance, from committee with attached fiscal notes and attached recommendations.
Are there objections? Hearing none, House Bill 66 has moved from committee. It is the intention to have this on the floor tomorrow in second reading. And thank you all. Any other business to come forward the committee? James, is there anything we need to do, any motions we need to make in addition to that, to those? Okay. Conforming language and all that that's already done in the CS, yeah?
I believe so, sir.
All right. There's no other business to come before the committee. We are adjourned.